I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, James.
Yo.
Look, I'm quitting smoking at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going cold open.
And this is Unfinished Articles. Hello and welcome to Unfinished Articles, the show all about Wikipedia and the articles therein. Some of them not so featured. Would you agree, Drew Buchanan?
I would. Yeah. I would agree.
How about you, Curtis Lang?
Do you know, I reckon this is going to be, we're almost coming in on like maybe like 60 episodes, maybe like.
Does not get old that
No, yeah.
It's coming on 60 episodes, but we still haven't nailed how to fucking open this show, have we?
Well, no, I like to keep it fresh is the thing. I like to come in, you know, just whatever's off the dome, off the spout.
Yeah.
And my name is James Keogh.
Stephen King's Off the Dome.
Off the Dome. Yeah. Yes, there's a town in there.
Yeah, good.
Guys,
Drew's back.
Drew is back for another week.
I'm back. Guys, how was your week?
Oh, mate. It's
been good.
Long week.
One of those long weeks.
Certainly not recording a couple episodes in one session.
No.
That's certainly not the done thing in the podcast business.
Hey, boys.
You grew your hair.
I famously cut my hair.
Damn it, Drew.
All right, to the listeners of Unfeatured Articles.
This guy's not coming back.
I sincerely apologize.
Drew, I'm an amateur.
I sincerely tender my resignation.
All right.
Good.
Boys, you want to take a trip to the orphanage?
Yeah, let's take a trip to the orphanage. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, that always makes me feel better. Thank you.
To the orphanage.
The famous Michael Jackson song.
Oh, he went to the orphanage.
That works on two levels, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got it. Oh, dear.
Yep. Boys, you're going to give me two numbers, and I'm going to attribute those numbers to one of the upwards of 4,000 orphaned pages on Wikipedia. These are articles that aren't referenced anywhere else on the site. Uh-huh. And we're going to adopt one of these poor pages. Drew, give me a number.
2,057.
Too old for my taste.
Also, the
too old for anyone's taste. Really. 2,057.
Right. 2,057. That is none other than Musielak. Musielak.
Yeah.
Musielak. Musielak. It's a Polish surname. It is the surname of Andreas Musielak.
Andreas, how's Musielak, he doing?
Rafał Musielak. Ryszard Musielak.
No, keep going.
Sebastian Musielak.
Oh, my
not
God.
Sebastian.
Slawomir of Musielak. And more. Curtis, you want to give me a number? We were trying to get a sound effect.
Oh.
Boom.
Nice. Give me 1985.
Ooh, I will do that for you. And 1985 is none other than Mikhail Rysev. And Mikhail Rysev was a peasant.
Was a peasant. Did he change his stars?
You're going to have to explain that one to me. I'm so sorry.
That's a bit I'm not getting.
Oh, do you know how you're a peasant and then you can change your stars?
I don't.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, like
Drew.
How you're a peasant, and then if
and then you change your stars.
No. If you're a peasant,
uh-huh.
And then you just joust enough jousts, you can change your stars.
Whoa! I don't know anything about this.
You know, and if you're a peasant, and then you look like Heath Ledger, and you're in the film A Knight's Tale, and if you just do enough jousts, and
it
you can change your stars.
It was a Knight's Tale reference, everybody.
It wasn't a Knight's Tale reference. It was a reference to how some peasants can change their stars, James. You're not just going to be stay a peasant.
No, you can change your stars.
Why would you stay a peasant when you can change your stars?
Exactly. And that's the thing. Some people thought he couldn't change his stars, but he did.
I'm so proud of young
You're one of the doubters.
Who don't believe that they can change
Heath Ledger's best film. There's my hot take. Anyway.
Mikhail Stepanovich Ryzhev. He was a peasant and an owner of a tannery and a mayor of Turinsk and a deputy of the 4th Imperial Duma of Tobolsk Governorate between 1912 and 1917. He became a member of 3 Duma commissions, land, food, and fishery. He was also a member of the Siberian Parliamentary Group.
That sounds like that motherfucker changed his stars.
Somebody changed their
stars.
Change his stars. Change his stars. Change his stars.
I bet he did it by jousting.
I bet he did.
I bet he did.
So, it's the only feasible option.
They were like, do you want to become mayor? And he's like, yes. Oh, well, tough toogies. You got to joust.
Tough toogies.
It's a saying.
I'm going to say we adopt Mikhail.
I think so.
I don't want to speak for the whole group.
He's already...
Yeah.
Or maybe we should adopt the other one because Mikhail's already changed his stars.
And all the people named...
Muzialak.
All the people named Muzialak. I'm sure some of them might have changed their stars, but
we don't know.
There are some people. I'd still bet there'd be some Muzialaks out there.
Yeah, but I want to
with unchanged stars.
I want to adopt the mayor of Turinsk.
That's fair.
I don't want to adopt a peasant. If he was just a peasant, I probably wouldn't adopt
him. You'd get no privileges
when we take
our annual trip to Turinsk.
No perks to adopting a kid who's not a mayor of something. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, no. I tell you what, when I go to Turinsk, I like to cut a lot of things with those big scissors.
Oh,
yeah.
let me tell you about that.
And I don't know if those weird sounding Polish people could let me do that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so are we adopting...
We're adopting Mikhail.
Yes. Good on you, Lahaim.
Good.
Mikhail,
that's what I said. Also, good on you for changing your stars.
He changed his stars.
Oh.
You know how hard it is
in this day and age to change your stars?
Not everyone can joust.
No.
Can you joust?
Not that I know of. I feel like it's one of those inherent things.
I was at really funny things.
Yep.
Side note, I was at Splendor once and
just
walking through the campsite.
Yeah.
And there were these people that had like stolen like tent pegs from someone.
They were
standing on top of, they were like on like their mate's shoulders and they were jousting. And
that sounds fucking dangerous.
It's hilarious.
It was so funny. Did one of them die?
I was only walking past, but...
You got to assume so, right?
Yeah. One dude did hit another and he kind of fell off his mate, but he was fine about it.
Fine.
He was cool.
Fine. Only slightly impaled. It was all right.
Exactly. Yeah. He didn't feel it. I wonder why.
James, you started us off last week, didn't you, mate?
I believe I did.
You know what? I'm going to start us off this week.
All right.
Ooh.
And I'm going to talk about... hang on. I'm going to talk about the Ave Miser.
Okay.
The Ave Miser was a rotable aircraft built between 1971 and 1973 by Advanced Vehicle Engineering's Ave. The company was started by yada people, both graduates of Northcope, yada, yada, yada. Look, the thing is, it's literally a fucking sedan with wings on it.
Oh, amazing. Oh, that's incredible.
My God.
Yeah.
So it's a rotary, it's a flying car.
Look at this. Yeah.
This is a flying car?
It's a flying car.
Oh.
Do you reckon when she unveiled it, she was like, "Oh yeah, do you want a lift to the station?" And then they're like, "Oh yeah, let's just take the roads." And then she's like, "Roads,
where we're going, we don't need roads."
And then just
they
drove off and died in a fiery car crash.
Well, funny you should say that.
No,
because this ended in exactly that.
Oh no.
The prototypes of the Miser were made by mating the rear portion of a Snezza Skymaster to a Ford Pinto.
Yeah.
The pod and twin
How
boom...
How could that not work?
Exactly.
Right?
It's science.
The pod and twin boom configuration of the Skymaster was convenient starting mode for a hybrid automobile / airplane. The passenger space and front engine of the Skymaster were removed, leaving an airframe ready to attach to a small car. Ave planned to have its own airframe purpose-built by a subcontractor for production models. So they were planning to put this into production in the fucking 70s.
Jesus.
Rather than depending on Snezza for airframes. The 70s, we're famous famously a computer could not fit in a fucking room.
Surely.
I don't get everyone's obsession with flying cars.
Like, yeah, it doesn't seem practical.
We already have...
Yeah, we're watching too much of the Jetsons.
Yeah. We have flying planes and we have flying really small planes. Why do you need flying cars?
It's that Swiss Army knife kind of idea, I think. Like, true. Everyone wants one...
But then again, I think boat cars would be more practical. I'd rather a boat car than a flying car.
Boat cars? Oh, no, they have those. The boat planes?
Off topic.
But no, that's a boat plane.
Yeah.
Not a boat car.
That's true.
Yeah. One of the funniest jokes I've ever heard is, all right, look, Drew, you're wearing a watch right now, and that shows respect. You're also wearing, I'm not wearing a watch. I don't wear a watch. We've got a fucking watch in our pockets, on our phone. One of the funniest jokes I've ever heard was in The Guy Who Didn't Like Musicals by Starkid.
Oh, yeah.
And he just comes on stage and just goes, do you wear a watch? No, but I've got my phone. Idiot! Smack! Time is an immeasurable constitution. It deserves its own measurement of instrument. And I lost my shit.
Yeah.
And that's just me.
Not enough to get a watch, though.
And he sold his watch, ladies and gentlemen.
I sold my watch that day. Anyway, that was me just retelling a joke.
It's a good joke.
From a Starkid musical.
So this plane car.
Yeah. So two prototypes had been built and three more were under construction before the incident. One prototype was stated for static display at Van Nuys Ford dealership owned by AVE partner Bert Brocken.
Uh-huh.
The other prototype fitted with a Continental Motors. There's a lot of mechanical jargon in here.
Sure. Mm.
I really wish they'd just cut this article down to the funny bits.
But
the diff.
The gist is it didn't work.
It didn't go well.
It did not work.
So these people were like engineers. These people were...
Oh, James, this was an airplane company and a car company.
I can't fathom how.
The mindset is bad.
It'd be weird if it was like a dog food company and a company that sold plates. They're like, oh, you know what we should do?
Cars. Yeah. Boys, I'm going to need one of you to find out how much $18,300 USD in 1974 would be today. And the other one, I need you to find out what $29,000 USD would be in 1974 would be today.
Okay, what was the second number?
$29,000.
Okay, I'll do $29,000.
And while you're doing that, I'm going to keep talking. The Miser was intended to use both the aircraft engine and the car engine for takeoff. This would considerably shorten the takeoff roll. Once in the air, the car engine would be turned off. Upon landing, the four-wheel braking would stop the craft in 525 feet, 160 meters or less, which is pretty impressive. On the ground, telescoping wing supports would be extended and the airframe would be tied down like any other aircraft. The Pinto could be quickly unbolted from the airframe and driven away. Production was scheduled to begin in 1974, and AVE had stated that prices would range from US $18,300, which in today would be...
Today is about 100 grand.
100 grand?
Just 500 short of 100 grand.
Right. Yeah. To US 29...
A steal.
Yeah, 29,000.
Which is 147 grand.
Oh. It's a maximum 150 grand for your own fucking flying car. Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, as far as cars go, you've got...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's cheap as shit.
Yeah. You get a Tesla with that.
Yeah. A Tesla Roadster costs $80,000.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Huh.
A Porsche 911 costs, somewhere, $350,000.
Never forget.
Never forget when Porsche made that car.
That car. Porsche. Yeah. It was unfortunate because Porsche 911s came out in the 70s for the first time.
Oh, that's tough.
No. It was not Porsche were like, woof.
Yeah.
International tragedy. Let's make a fucking car.
Yeah. It was like, did you hear that after OJ Simpson did his murders?
You know too many OJ fans, but keep going.
After OJ Simpson did his murders, they discontinued the Bronco.
Oh, that's right. The car.
Because that was the one he tried to get away.
Yeah, there's that famous. Yep.
That's so funny.
Bronco chase.
Okay, boys, this is where our story turns to tragedy.
Oh, no.
On the test flight from Camillo Airport in California on August 26th,
according to flight test pilot, in inverted commas, I think.
the right wing strut base mounting attachment failed soon after takeoff.
Oh, no.
Because turning the aircraft would put too much stress on the unsupported wing, Janice put the aircraft down in a bean field. After the roadway was closed to traffic, Janice drove the otherwise undamaged aircraft back to the airport.
So it was fine.
Oh, no, sorry. That one was fine.
Okay.
On September 11th,
Oh no! 1973. Guys, never forget.
Oh no!
During a test flight, at Camarillo, the right wing strut again detached from the Pinto.
Oh, the same problem.
With the pilot, with the pilot Janice not mistakes. Available for test flight, Miser creator Smolinski was at the controls. So the guy in charge, the vice president of the company.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Although some reports say the Pinto separated from the airframe, an air traffic controller watching through binoculars said the right wing folded. According to Genisi, the wing folded because the pilot tried to turn the aircraft when the right strut support failed. Smolinski and the vice president of AAVE, Smolinski was the guy in charge of the project, okay. And the vice president was like, this is an important moment. I'm going to be along for the ride. Photo op. Vice president of AAVE were killed in the resulting fiery crash.
Yikes. Mm.
Even though the Pinto was a light car, the total aircraft without passengers or fuel was already slightly over the certified gross weight of a Skymaster. However, in addition to poor design and loose parts, the National Transportation Safety Board reported that bad welds were partly responsible for the crash.
Seems
with the right wing strut attachment failing at the body panel of the Pinto. So, just some specific, some specifications.
Sure.
Crew, 1 pilot. Capacity, 3 passengers.
Okay.
Length, 28 feet, so 8.5 meters. Wingspan, 11.58 meters. Big boy.
Big wings.
Yeah. Height, 8.5 feet. So just like two. So I'm 6'3".
So just so a bit, just a bit
just
under
a bit
me.
It's a
fuck
yeah.
managed to get a zinger in there.
Apparently, they've got performance here, service ceiling. So how high it can get? 12,000 feet, which is just because it never did that.
No,
so
yeah.
That's just bullshit. Anyway, so that's the Miser.
Wow, the flying car.
Yeah,
that was
the 1974 flying car.
Yeah. All right, Drew, do you want to do yours?
Butthole Road.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
You been there, boys?
Every day.
Every
man.
Day, baby.
Butthole Road.
Yeah.
Game,
right? I like to be.
No, 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 go
not,
on.
Not please.
No,
can
no,
elaborate.
Go on.
No, like
not, on this, not on
no?
this platform.
Okay. All right.
No.
Tell us about Butthole Road.
Butthole Road.
Peggy's fun.
Oh, no, Curtis, come on. We're trying to have a
always
nice
about
civilized
Peggy.
Discussion about Butthole Road.
I have never bought up butt stuff in my
go
life.
Again and ruin it.
It's always Peggy.
Name one other time I bought up butt stuff.
Pegging this, pegging that. I've never. I tell you.
Curtis
pegging,
loves to put up pegging. His washing.
Yeah, he's a washing. He's a laundry freak, that
he
one.
He loves laundry.
It's too much fun.
Butthole Road is the former name of a street in the town of Conisbrough, Doncaster, England, within the county of South Yorkshire.
I can only imagine its name now is like Anus Road. Just cut to the chase.
I will get to
you
that,
get to
Mr.
Keyhoe.
The short residential street gained fame for its suggestive name.
Suggesting
was
what? I don't understand.
I'm kinda, I don't, yeah, yeah, not like, really sure.
It's not quite suggestive
it.
As yeah. much as it is
it's
just
it's
named after
yeah.
something, isn't it?
Well, it's actually not a lot of people know this. It's actually named after Bartholomew Hollis, who was actually ooh, yeah. the mayor of the town.
So it's more Barthole.
Yeah. Barthole.
Like
yeah, and just people.
People,
this is what I hate about people today.
Tell me what you hear, everybody.
Oh, there's just a nice, nice road that we
nice
want
road.
To name in front of our town's greatest mayor.
I just want to call it Road Butthole.
People just...
What do they do?
Oh, my God.
What do?
They just take it into a dirty, dirty place.
Oh, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
They do.
Oh, no.
I
boys,
know.
Boys, you better believe they do.
Oh. See, Curtis is one of the people I'm talking about.
He's one of those
filthy-minded.
Minded the gutter.
Yeah, so because of these atrociously horrid people, people like Curtis
Lang.
The town actually, you know, they had to campaign.
Oh.
They had to raise funds.
Oh.
And it's a small town in England, so I assume they did this the only way they know how, selling drugs.
Of course, naturally.
And probably a bake sale here or there.
I was going to say bake sale, yeah.
And they had to get a petition. It was a whole thing. And then they finally got it changed.
What did they get it changed?
And then they got it changed to, now, Curtis, I'll stop you from interjecting here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, another well-known fact about this town in Doncaster, Connersborough in South England actually it's the birthplace of where the writer of the famous children's novels, Winnie the Pooh. And after all their money.
Oh, Drew, don't tell me.
They changed Butthole Road. To Pooh Lane.
Oh, they've done
spelled P-O-O-H. They've done it again, boys. And Curtis, you know what?
Curtis,
you know, I see that smile on your face. I can hear it already.
What he's going to say?
I can.
What am I going to say?
Oh, you know what?
Go ahead and say it.
Winnie the Pooh is one of my cherished childhood characters. I see nothing funny about this.
Curtis.
I think we owe you an apology.
We really
Oh, poo like poo.
It's not funny. It comes out bumhole.
Despicable.
Is there anyone listening anymore? Is there anyone out there? Are we just doing this for ourselves? I want to die.
No, there are people out there.
Our audience is a distinguished audience.
Exactly. They're classy.
Never even think to slander such a wholesome name.
Yeah.
There's a road on the other side of town called Cum Lane.
Oh, no.
Wow. You.
Big street down the middle called Crackway.
No. They're doing it to themselves at this
point.
These
town planners.
Yeah,
going,
they just don't know.
They're going right over their heads.
I feel like...
Cum Lane was obviously renamed from Ding Dong Avenue.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Because they liked that kids played the Ding Dong Ditch game.
Yeah,
that's true. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Got any more, boys?
I think I'm out.
Any more on the tank,
James?
I think we're good.
Yeah. Although we should probably mention the actual name it was changed to.
The actual name it was changed to is...
Wait, was it not changed to Pooh Lane?
No, it wasn't.
No, that was just a joke. It was just a funny thing they did.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You came up with that?
Yep.
All on his own.
Funny, isn't it?
Wait, really?
Yep.
A.A. Milne lived in no such place as Connors.
Dude! Bruh.
Yeah, I'm good at 3 years.
Nine is going to be lucky to have that.
3 years of improv, man.
Comedy comes in threes, all right.
I full on
took you at 100% of face value.
What did they change it to, James?
Archer's Way. Yes.
Archer's Way. Poo comes out of an arch if you try enough.
Yeah. People get killed by archers in the war.
With the bows and arrows?
Yeah.
Poos and arrows.
Death is dirty.
Right. Golden archers,
golden
like Macca's.
Like McDonald's, they're filthy,
dirty
buddy.
Food.
They're
dirty fast food.
Scum, am I right? Capitalist scum. I'm going to talk about my article.
Yay.
I just don't know if I've got the energy, mate.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, fair enough.
James is the one that's going to do
I'm
the
doing
talking.
The article. Yeah. So it's...
Go on, James.
It's an easy one. I want to break free.
God knows.
God knows I want to break free.
Freddie, get out of here.
Freddie Mercury. Freddie, how many times
he keeps coming in
here?
Oh, my God. And sometimes it's Rami Malek, and I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Hiccups.
Darling, I must say.
Hiccup.
I'm trying to do a Freddie Mercury impression over
here. No, we had our Freddie Mercury thing. Oh. He left. I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
Hiccups.
Hiccups.
What about them?
Oh, let me tell you. Hiccups.
Yeah?
They're an involuntary contraction of the diaphragm that may repeat several times per minute.
Oh, they are.
And they're pretty funky, if you ask me. There's some things.
Yeah.
Hiccups are pretty harmless, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty harmless.
Oh, there's... isn't there a disease where you can... You hiccup every like minute?
There are things that might make you. I'll elaborate on that a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Hiccups, pretty harmless.
Yeah.
Little do you know, hiccups, in rare cases, may be a sign of serious medical problems. I'm talking kidney failure. I'm talking stroke. I'm talking multiple sclerosis. I'm talking meningitis.
I hate hiccups. They're awful.
I'm talking nerve. They're bad and bad for you. That's what I'm saying. All right? Let me tell you about hiccups.
Hey, I'm James Keogh. Come down, James Keogh, hiccup and point. They're bad for you. I'll get rid of hiccups.
Heal your hiccups.
We ordered too many hiccups. We gotta get rid of them before midnight tonight.
Price to go. So, how do you guys get rid of hiccups?
I scared you.
The reason I bring this article up is because I had hiccups the whole time. Yeah, so I'm glad.
I drink a lot of water.
That helps as well. Yeah. I do it in between my legs. Drink water upside down between your legs. Helps.
What?
How?
So it's not like fully upside down, but like you just sit on the floor, but you get your legs on either side of this cup, and then you just sort of reel back and drink this water. It works. Tell me it doesn't work. Have you tried?
I will.
I don't think so.
Mm.
Okay.
James, is this a bit?
I'm talking about hiccups because there's actual interesting stuff.
No, is this a bit? Do you do that?
No, I do. I do. I do. I do. It works.
I do. Drink. I do. I do. I do.
Abba, get out of here.
Oh my God. Keep coming into the studio.
How many times do we have to tell you to lock the door?
Hey, guys.
Otherwise, Freddie Mercury and Abba are just
guys, it's me. It's me. Famous musician Abba. How we doing, guys?
Abba.
Abba. Get out of here.
How we doing?
Yeah, Abba.
I'd like to join in on the podcast. It's me, Abba.
You bloody Swedish fish.
It's kind of racist.
Abba, we know you won Eurovision.
Yeah, we know you won Eurovision. Stop
Did Abba win Eurovision?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's
it was Eurovision.
Rise to fame.
It was their first. It was the first thing.
Oh,
yeah, it was their rise to fame. Yeah, they won.
Rise to fame.
How old
and they changed their stars.
I tell you, they can do it.
They were very
good at jousting.
They were so good at jousting.
Anyway, Zane,
that's the lesser known competition
these
in your
distinguished musical guests that you keep getting that keep flocking into your studio. Zane, get them out of here.
Get them out.
Here. So there are many superstitions and folk remedies for hiccups that include headstanding, drinking a glass of water upside down, being frightened by
someone. I'm aware of the drinking a glass of water upside down, but it sounds like you're trying to suck yourself off.
Same action, same movement, but with water.
Jesus wept.
Being frightened by someone, breathing into a bag and eating a large spoonful of peanut butter. I can't do the last one because I would die.
You would die.
What if...
I can't tell you the amount of times I've been standing around after eating a peanut butter sandwich, just hoping James would kiss me so I can finally kill him.
It's a Julius Caesar, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
What if I get frightened by a large spoonful of peanut butter?
That's actually in here.
It'll actually give you more hiccups.
Yeah, it doubles the hiccups. So, also, another home remedy. Because an orgasm results in incredible stimulation of the vagus nerve, masturbation or sex culminating in an orgasm can also be used as a highly effective treatment.
Just do a cum.
Really?
Yeah. Just do a big cum.
Just do a cum and that's it.
Huh.
No cups. No hicks.
No more cups.
No hicks, no cups.
Wow. What if I come in a cup?
Ooh, that doubles the hiccups again.
Oh my God, no.
Sorry, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that's so weird.
I can't come unless I come in a cup.
Persistent digital rectal massage.
Digital
rectal massage.
As in like putting a finger up there.
Yep.
Okay.
Can't
come on without
with
it.
With your digits.
Yeah.
Seven up there.
Yeah.
No,
The concept of seven.
I thought you were just chucking like iPhones up there.
Yeah.
iPhone 1.
It's like that movie.
iPhone 2.
It's exactly like
that movie starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
He shoves a bunch of iPhones up his asshole.
That's what happens in that movie.
Yeah.
Persistent digital rectal massage has also been proven effective in terminating intractable hiccups. It is notable that an IG Nobel Prize has been awarded for this discovery.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Wowie. Later in an interview, the laureate Francis Fesmia explained another, probably more popular treatment for hiccups. He says an orgasm results in incredible stimulation for the vagus nerve. From now on, I will be recommending sex culminating with orgasm as the cure-all for intractable hiccups.
Sweet.
So you got the hiccups. You go to the doctor. He's just going to be like,
"Do come.
Have I got the remedy for you?
Put down your pants. Are we doing an examination, doctor?
Not quite.
Something like that. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. What's even crazier is the people, the longest stint of hiccups in the world. Oh. How long do you think it is?
Seven years.
I know it's pretty long.
Mm.
Seven years.
I'm pretty sure I read about it in the Guinness Book.
It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
7 years.
I'm pretty sure it's 20.
American Charles Osborne had hiccups for 68 years.
What? Jeez.
From 1922 to February 1990, and was entered into the Guinness World Records as the man with the longest attack of hiccups, an estimated 430 million hiccups.
Kill me.
Another case, in 2007, a Florida teenager, Jennifer Mead.
Did he try sex?
He didn't. He's celibate. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Probably. He's probably an incel.
Yeah.
That
stands. That stands to reason.
That's actually the lesser known sequel to the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
The 68-year-old virgin who can't stop hiccuping.
Listen, man, it's we're gonna get it for you. You just gotta stop these hiccups. I can't.
No one will have sex with me. In 2007. Florida teenager Jennifer Mee gained media fame for hiccuping around 50 times per minute for more than 5 weeks. Christopher Sands, Brighton, hiccuped an estimated 10 million times in a 27-month period from February 2007 to May 2009.
Oh.
His condition, which meant he could hardly eat or sleep, was eventually discovered to be caused by a tumor on his brain stem, pushing on nerves, causing him to hiccup every 2 seconds, 12 hours a day. His hiccups stopped in 2009.
That's something sex can't fix.
Yes, sex can't fix a tumor, I don't think.
It's not a tumor.
His hiccups stopped.
It's just the hiccups.
That's my auntie.
That's my auntie. That's a good auntie.
It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor.
No.
It's just the hiccups.
It's just
have
the
sex
hiccups.
With me. Get to the chopper and have sex with me in the chopper.
I didn't make it.
Here, Arnold, have some peanut butter.
Oh, thank you for the peanut butter.
Oh, Arnold, you're allergic. Oh, no.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not allergic to anything.
Except for...
Guys, I think I've discovered a very good impression I do. This is my Arnold.
That's actually Arnold Schwarzenegger saying that. He's like, I've come up with a very good impression. It's not the Cookie Monster. So he had a surgery in 2009. His hiccups stopped.
They won't stop.
Arnie, let me have sex with you.
I can't, Nico.
Let me. Arnold, please.
I want to run for the governor of California.
Arnold,
California. I am Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Arnold, no one's going to vote for you if you keep giving the hiccups. Just let us have sex
You're
with
not
you.
Be
I'm
the
not
governor
Arnold
of
Schwarzenegger
California.
Anymore. I'm Antonio Banderas.
No. Does Antonio Banderas have the hiccups?
Hiccup.
Do you know?
I'm Antonio Banderas, and this is how I hiccup.
He's Antonio Medeiros, who he has sexy hiccups.
He does very sexy hiccups. I'd have sex with Antonio. All right. Do you know you also have hiccups in the uterus? In vitro? Fetal intrauterine hiccups.
Did you mean in the womb?
Yes.
Okay.
In the uterus, you know.
You exit through the uterus. You are not in the uterus.
Oh, you pay it.
You're in utero.
you pass go.
You go.
You collect $200.
Yeah. You get up, take your picture as you go through.
Yeah, yeah.
Down the water slide.
There are two types of fetal hiccups.
Yeah. Sorry, two types of...
No, please.
The physiological type occurs prior to 28 weeks after conception and tend to last 5 to 10 minutes.
Yep.
These hiccups are part of fetal development and are associated with the myelination of the phrenic nerve, which primarily controls the thoracic diaphragm. So we got a hiccup.
Yeah.
We got a hiccup in the womb. Otherwise, we can't. And it does not say what the other type is. So
lovely.
That's a mystery for another day, I guess.
Yeah, James, I've heard too much about hiccups now. I'm putting an end to your hiccup discussion. Let's vote.
Let's vote. Let's do a recap. What do we do?
I talked about the car that became a plane.
Car plane.
The little car plane that just quite couldn't.
Yep.
Drew, what did you talk about?
Butthole Road.
Ah, Butthole Road. And James?
Oh, he talked about hiccups.
He did talk about hiccups. That's quite famously true.
Hiccups.
Hiccups.
Talked about hiccups.
Talked about hiccups. Curtis, what did you do again?
Carplane.
Carplane.
I'm voting for you, James.
Why? What did I do?
I was doing a funny, dude.
It was just a bit. Guys, chill out. It was just a bit.
Guys, chill out. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right. So.
I find a way to game the system. If James doesn't know I'm cheating.
Oh, are you doing like an if statement sort of thing where it's like, if this, then that?
No, I'm voting for myself.
You can't do that. Stop it. Do
Who
another
won?
One.
Who won, Zane?
Do another one. No, you didn't do it properly. Zane, he didn't
the
do it
winner
properly.
Is
make him do it again.
Butthole Road because I decide.
Yay! Yay!
That's two in a row.
Nah,
you
I voted for Butthole Plan.
Pieces of poo.
Butthole plan.
Butthole plan. That wasn't one.
That's a whole different thing.
That wasn't one, you fool. I won. That's two in a row.
Two
yay.
In a row for the boys. You're killing it.
2 weeks in a row.
That be.
Yeah, I'm a shoo-in for that NIDA competition.
We're sponsored by NIDA. And if you win enough
unfeatured articles,
you win enough articles, you get to go.
You get to go to NIDA. All right, well, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on our social media accounts. It's Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're all on there. You can find us there.
Yeah, if you like enough posts, we'll start posting again. That's right. Yeah. We're holding you hostage. And hostage now.
Oh,
well, we're holding you hostage.
And if you like enough posts, you get to go to NIDA. So
you do get to go to NIDA.
You do actually get to go to NIDA.
You can find us and all the other podcasts on the network on That's Not Canon .productions.
You never sound so unsure of yourself than when you are introing or outroing this show.
I keep it fresh. That's what I say. Yeah. It's a different thing every time. Go find all those lovely podcasts like us on That's Not Canon Productions on iTunes and Spotify and all these podcatchers.
There's a bunch of new ones that have just come out recently.
Right.
So go give them a like if you'd like. Browse, have a look, find a new podcast.
Yes.
Because... we're only out once a day.
That's right.
We're only out once a day.
Once
fuck.
If
I'm
we
really
were once
tired.
A day, we'd be dead.
Yeah. I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, because I'd be dead.
Yeah, I'd
I
be
wouldn't
dead.
Live in that world.
Exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't.
All right.
I've been Curtis Lang.
I've been Ranger Bill.
And I've been James Keogh. Until next time, browse responsibly.
Wasn't Ranger Bill from last week?
Yes.
Are you referencing a... We're not having you back next week.
No!
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zainty Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you three of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring three new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.